Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, September 19th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows 78 individuals and couples contributed nearly $1 million to legislative and statewide office holders and candidates in Wisconsin during the first 6 months of 2013. This elite class of donors, the report calls whales, contributed the lion's share of their cash to Republican Governor Scott Walker, who's up for re-election in 2014. The report also found many of the donors are from outside Wisconsin, and some of them appear to have already exceeded the annual $10,000 limit on individual contributions for the year. With us to talk about all of this is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Whales, huh? What's that all about?
Whales is actually a reference to a gambling industry term. In the gambling industry, whales are high rollers, wealthy gamblers who frequent casinos on a regular basis, and the casinos lavish them with all kinds of goodies and all kinds of benefits to keep bringing them back to the casinos. And these donors are the political equivalent of those gambling whales.
Touch on the highlights in the report.
Well, what we found is, again, 78 donors. In some cases, the donations were made by single individuals. In some cases, the donations were made by couples. But we're talking 78 donations totaling almost $1 million just in the first half of this year. Now, of that money, and we're talking over $978,000, more than $830,000 of it went to Governor Walker. So he, far and away, was the biggest recipient of these mega donations from this very elite core of campaign donors. And, one of the other things we found was that a huge number of these donors aren't from Wisconsin. So a lot of this money is flowing from out of state. And then finally, another key finding is 14 apparent contribution limit violations. So a lot of these donors have not only given huge sums of money, but they actually seem to have given so generously that it appears to run afoul of a campaign contribution law in Wisconsin. We have brought that to the attention of the State Government Accountability Board and are asking the GAB to investigate.
Talk about the contributions to the governor. He really did pull down the lion's share and from far and wide outside Wisconsin. What do you think that is?
I think it's a carryover from the extreme fundraising that he did to survive the 2012 recall election. He built an enormous list of wealthy donors from all across the country, from one coast to the other. He's done an incredible amount of travel to states around the country and has held fundraisers in all these places. So he's cultivated a list of very wealthy donors, and they continue to give big to him. Now, of course, he's showing some signs of having presidential ambitions and is doing a lot of travel around the country for those purposes. That certainly has helped him build that donor list, and he's certainly cashed in the first half of 2011. You look at just a relative handful of donors, and they've given him over $830,000 just in the first 6 months of 2013. So he has a fundraising machine here that is like none other that we've seen in Wisconsin history.
Now, each of these couples or individuals gave $10,000 and up, between $10,000 and I think around $20,000 something. Correct me if I'm wrong. Who are some of these big contributors? Can you tick off a few names and a few locations?
If you look at the list of donors, it really reads like a who's who of Wisconsin and national business executives. The list is really heavy on top CEOs and top business executives from around the country. From here in Wisconsin, you got a guy like John Menard, who, of course, is the man behind Menard's stores in Wisconsin and across the country. He's been a big political donor for a long time. He shows up prominently on the list. The other category category of donors that really does stick out like a sore thumb are the wealthy donors who are big advocates of school privatization, the school voucher backers. And you know, the list is just littered with mostly out-of-state donations from wealthy individuals who are known to be pushing school privatization nationally and here in Wisconsin. And, you know, for example, you got donors like Dick and Betsy DeVos. The DeVos family, of course, is behind the Amway Corporation. And Dick and Betsy DeVos were instrumental in creating a group called All Children Matter, which did a lot of election campaigning in support of candidates who would back school privatization efforts. That group eventually morphed into another outfit called American Federation for Children. That's the DeVos' group, and of course, they're also very generous individual donors. They're not only funneling money through front groups like All Children Matter and American Federation for Children, but they're also giving directly to Governor Walker and to others. So, you know, the DeVos's originally from Michigan, now spend most of their time down in Florida. We've got on this list donors like that from all across the country, big business executives, and then also school voucher advocates.
There's a bill floating through the legislature that would increase individual campaign contribution limits. If we've already got 78 people who can give $1 million in 6 months total, is raising the limits really needed here? What does this bill do, and what kind of an effect is it going to have on special interest influence and fundraising in Wisconsin if it becomes law?
Well, you've got 14 contributors that we've identified who have blown past the $10,000 limit. So there's at least 14 who probably believe that the limit's too low and that they ought to be able to give more generously. And we've seen 78 donors, you know, giving close to $1 million to candidates, particularly the governor, in just the first 6 months of 2013. But for crying out loud, this is a state of over 5 million people. And you know, almost nobody in this state can afford to make a $10,000 contribution. This is a very elite core of extraordinarily wealthy individuals who can afford to make those kinds of contributions. To double the campaign contribution limits, as Assembly Bill 225 would do, simply magnifies their influence and gives them an ability to warp our politics even more. You know, there's very, very few people who can write a check that large. Why on earth should we double their political influence? They've already got too much influence. You look at over 5 million people living in the state, the vast majority of them think that there's too much money in politics, that money is already warping our government and ought to be reined in. And then you've got a few dozen who obviously are chafing under these limits and who would like to give much more. Well, whose side should we be on? Our government should stand with the vast majority of people in Wisconsin who believe that money is screaming much too loudly and that big money contributors have too much influence and that ordinary people ought to have a voice. And what Assembly Bill 225 does is it goes in exactly the opposite direction. It takes the position that there's not enough money in politics, that big donors don't have enough influence, and that they ought to double the amount that they can give. That legislation ought to be blocked.
That legislation, where does it stand in the legislature now, and what's the Democracy Campaign ask people to do?
Well, it passed the Assembly back in June on a bipartisan voice vote. So both parties joined in to pass this legislation that doubled campaign contribution limits in Wisconsin. The bill then moves on to the Senate, and so it's now a bill that could be taken up by the state senators. So what we're asking people to do is contact their state senator and let them know that there's too much money in politics. We shouldn't be doubling the limits on big campaign contributions. We should be doing exactly the opposite, as a matter of fact. So we're asking people to contact their senator and urge opposition to AB 225.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about these high-rolling contributors, who they are and where they came from, check out the September 19th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.